literally start immediately.
I can start immediately. How you like that, dude?
We on it.
O-Town.
You are my fire.
Oh, yeah.
You know,
here we go.
Did you ever fuck with O-Town?
No, I disliked them. I remember not liking them.
Liquid Dreams. They made a song about fucking wet dreams, and it just flopped. People were like, yeah, I don't know if I'm going to fuck with this boy band.
The first song was about coming in your sleep.
Yeah.
That's fucking sick, though. Yes.
Dude, did you ever watch, have you watched, a Backstreet Boys performance from, the early 2000s?
No.
It's pretty fucking weird.
What, how sexual they are?
No, it's about how, they just took R&B and they're like, yeah, we're gonna have white guys do this, and they just literally to the point where they just study the gear they wear is insane.
Oh yeah, they go full fucking it's like blackface.
It is, dude.
What would black dudes wear? How about a white vest and the most baggy pants we can find, cargo pants and Tim's.
I'm telling you, the more I
think one dude had cornrows.
Definitely did.
I think one of the
AJ, the bad boy.
I think fucking Justin Timberlake had
cornrows. Justin Timberlake had cornrows. AJ, the bad boy for the Backstreet Boys, I think went to rehab for alcoholism.
Oh, my God. Dude, what a bad boy, though. That's sick.
I'm telling you, man.
True naughty B, dude.
I never thought anything of it, and I caught, I don't know what I was doing. I was hanging out with Brittany, and we watched a Backstreet Boys live performance in the VMA, and I was like, oh, God. I was like, this is bizarre, dude.
Yeah.
It would be baby blue velour sweatpants and a white Kango hat and a chain and a vest, and it was just what the fuck are these guys
Nelly
wearing?
Must have been furious.
Yeah, dude. Nelly Sinbad.
What's going on, her?
Yeah, dude.
What are you doing right there, dude?
Dude, I was listening to rap today, and even that, I still go back and forth, man. I really like listening to rap, and a line will catch me out of the blue where I'm just kind of the one guy was just talking about how much weed he smokes. And he's like, I make sure I smoke my weed. And it's just wonder what the fuck goes on in their head when it comes to them on track. When they're if they wake up and they're smoke weed twice a day, committed a crime. They're yep, dude, killing it today. This is great. So it's just weird to think that just to be stoked on that.
To be stoked on yourself for getting high?
For getting high, yeah, and so committing lame. A crime and dude, I'm so fucking violent. I'm so high right now, dude.
Yeah.
I have the worst temper in the world, dude.
I lose my shit every day.
Yeah, it's dude, let's not do this. As I'm sitting there dude, this is so fucking sick. Then they'll be I lose my temper. I try to control myself emotionally.
My temper all the time.
The one guy's line was women. I was born in the pot because my temperature and my blood's always boiling. I'm like, dude, why are you so fucking mad?
Yeah, what are you angry about?
Yeah, chill out, man.
Why don't you fucking relax, dude?
Yeah.
Trump's in the office, dude. Relax.
Yeah.
Things are going well.
Yeah, dude.
You got nothing to be mad about.
I don't know what's going on with that, man.
With Trump Daddy?
Yeah, what's happening? He's doing good. He's doing bad. I haven't followed the news.
I think he's the best ever?
Is he, dude?
Is that what's going on?
I can't tell. I don't know what's happening.
I don't think he's the worst. I don't think he's Hitler.
Mm-mm. You can phase
I'm not
that
sure
up.
If he's Hitler yet.
I don't think he's Hitler.
A lot of people said he was.
Well, here's the dude. The thing is,
I don't think he's Hitler yet.
It's one of the two things. It's either, or actually, it's three things. It's either he is Hitler and he's undermining the press and he's trying to completely manipulate
become
the entire citizenry and become a fascist, which is all right,
sick as fuck.
That's one.
If he goes fascist, I'm gonna be first in line, being that's sick that you did that. You ruined the best country in the world and became a dictator.
Well, it's funny because you hear about people loving Stalin. I'm like, is this how this shit happens? You just slide into it. You're like, nah, dude, I thought he was pretty fucking sick, dude. I don't know. I don't know what everyone had a problem with.
Yeah, for sure. That's exactly how it happens.
That's crazy. But then it's so that's one scenario. Or Hillary's part of a child molesting cabal of deep state fucking people.
You think Hillary's part of the child
molesting
cabal?
That's the alternate side of this, where it's nah, dude, you guys got it all wrong. There's a deep state, and they're lying, and they're stealing people, and they sold all the jobs overseas, and and they stole kids out of Haiti.
So you think it's one of those two things? Because I got a good chance.
Or it's fucking
definitely neither.
Exactly. Or it's neither. And then what the fuck?
Yeah, it's not. That's what it is.
It's neither.
It's neither, and he's just a fucking idiot that's the president.
And what about Clinton?
Clinton?
Yeah.
Just would have been an idiot that's the president. And yeah, if you want to hold politicians to civilian standards, most of them are criminals.
Yeah. Fair enough.
You know?
It's
like George
enough.
Bush is a war criminal then.
Yeah.
But
no, he's a good dude.
On. He's a man.
He's a man.
He's
I miss him, dude.
I'm good with a little war
criminal. I always hear war criminal, and I'm like, you know, it's like, what exactly does that entail?
I think
like
that entails
the drone, coming up with the drone program and just fucking...
No, not the drone program necessarily, but mm-hmm. yes. I mean, bombing like weddings and shit with robots. Yeah, that's a pretty bad crime. But like...
What's a weird... That's not like a battle. You
lying,
know what I mean?
Lying about anthrax, like WMDs in Iraq.
That's a war criminal.
Like clearly fabricating that to start a war in Iraq.
True that. That's war criminal status. That's, but it's also like... You hear about like the Revolutionary War and Civil War, and it was like Battle of the Bulge, and it was like they got up on a hill and they're like, all right, we're going to have war down. And now it's just like, is that a battle technically when like a robot comes up and just fucking blasts a wedding and it's just like,
blasts a wedding? Dude.
Battle of
that was
the fucking.
Battle of fucking the Green Eyes wedding, dude.
They're in the middle, they're like just catching on to the electric slide, like, damn, this song's fucking sick. And it's like,
damn, I wonder how many of those started with like. Because I was just at a wedding. Like, you know that moment where everyone's like, come dance. Come fucking dance. Like, I don't... Every time I dance, it sucks. And they're like, no, come on. And then you, while you're walking out, everyone's like, yes. Boom, robot.
And then you're just, like, picking up your wife and her face
like
is gone.
Arm, like, Allah, Allah, Allah. Yeah, that's a tough life. That's a tough thing. That's you ever see, sick. Like, I've seen a couple wedding videos where the floor collapses.
It's pretty
funny. Like, a bunch of fucking Indians are just... packed into a fucking dance floor.
And they literally
so hard that the floor fucking collapses.
I wonder if there's a like saying, I wonder if there's a saying in India about like not bringing tearing the roof down, dude. They're just tearing down the floor, dude.
Just bust through the floor. Yeah, I was at a wedding this weekend. It was
how was it?
It was magical.
Was it good?
It was so magical.
So it's nice being at a wedding, well, obviously being at a wedding and not being married, but it's tight being a guest, especially when you just meet a girl.
Yeah, when I brought
when it's fresh. When you it's tight.
Brought a new bitch to the wedding.
That's always nice.
Showed off my new bitch, released it on Instagram, said, behold, the bitch.
Exactly.
Now I'm done with the baby girl shit.
Yeah.
Now that we're starting to get close enough that now I don't like her anymore.
Yeah. You're starting to push her away. That's a sick move.
No, I'm gay for it. But, the wedding was pretty nice.
Yeah.
I got fucked up. My dad got fucked up. That was funny.
That's
my dad
fun.
Got fucking shit faced. He took shots last night. Dude, geezers do not do well with shots.
Not at all.
My sister Katie showed her ass. She got fucked
did
up.
Did she really?
Not literally, but you know.
No, I know. Yeah, I know
she
that.
She showed her ass.
Did she really?
Yeah. And my family does the same thing. Like if we all try to point fingers at everyone else for being the most drunk, which is really funny because everybody gets blacked out. Yeah. And then, like, right when we all saw each other in the lobby, it was like, damn, how are you feeling?
Oh,
it's like, I'm
God.
Good. How the fuck are you? I'm fine.
I'm fine, man. I'm not even
it's
drunk.
Like, I thought you would be real bad. Are you okay? And then my sister was like, yeah, I'm fine. I was like, yeah, you're probably drunk. You're probably still drunk because you were shit-faced.
That's the most
She's
Irish
like,
shit
make
ever,
me feel
dude.
Bad?
That's
why?
So fucking funny.
That's how we all handle feeling bad.
It's like, you
look at someone else and be like, you got it worse than me right now.
You're feeling pretty. You're pretty relaxed, aren't you? Pretty juiced up. It's like, I only had a couple.
No, yeah. Why don't you slow down? You had a couple drinks.
Oh my god!
People
dude.
Get so mad. Yeah, the girl I brought though, BBG, dude,
had a fun time.
Yeah, it was nice.
Tearing up the dance floor.
BBG was dancing. She's a good dancer.
Yeah.
I was like, yo, fucking twerk for my dad right now.
Did
She's
you
out
right?
there fucking twerking that fucking fat old ass. Dude.
Well, that's also like, dude, that's a. I mean, that's a girl coming into, like, a foreign family. That's you want to talk about fucking war, dude. You're a foreign chick, and you have to hit the scene of the family. You instantly have to dominate and just try to fucking...
She did great. I was thinking, like, because I would have been nervous as fuck. And I think it's clearly, I think it's very different for men than women when it comes to visiting the family.
Definitely.
Because, like, men, you got to show up and be like, this is, I'm a very caring, professional man.
Yeah.
I have shit in order. Like, a girl can just show up and be like, I'm fun.
Yep.
Everyone's like, that's great. You're happy. Don't talk back. Yep.
No, it's also like.
And also, they respect talking back. She started running her yap a little bit, and everyone was like, nice. Yeah, fuck Shane.
That's
Shane's
true.
A fucking idiot.
Yeah. That's, my, that's if good. I, anytime I introduce like a girl to my uncles, they're like, what are you doing with this fucking loser?
Yeah, of
this
course.
Fucking dork.
That's what I told her. I was like, as soon as we get there.
Yeah.
First off, everyone's going to get drunk on Friday, and then everyone will start making fun of me.
Yeah, it's like, this is the best you can do?
Yeah.
Jesus Christ.
Like, what the fuck are you doing with this guy?
Yeah, man. What I'm talking about is not necessarily your date or anyone's dates, but there's like, when there's a new chick on the scene, the girls who are already embedded into this family kind of get like,
yeah,
and then
they
like,
do.
They get kind of like,
yeah, baby ladies, dude. Especially
exactly.
a baby girl coming through.
That's what I'm saying. Ooh. So at a wedding, it's kind of like, they'll get into this thing of like who's not part of the like, you're not even part of this family.
Yeah,
just like, dude, I'm telling you that it's like a whole other thing.
There it is.
Whole other thing.
I wonder if dudes, if I would do that, I wouldn't do that. I don't think I would give a fuck.
No. You're just like, who's this guy? And it's like, oh, that's my cousin's
boyfriend.
Every time
my sisters bring home a boyfriend, I'm always like, this guy's great.
Yeah. What's up, dude? There was one guy we didn't really like. There was one dude that came through, was dating my sister.
I liked all of them. Even if they were complete fucking dildos.
My sister was in high school, and he was like 4 years old. He was a little old. Little bit old, dude. And
I was always
kind of like...
You have younger sisters.
Yeah.
I have two older sisters by like 7 years.
You got two sister bullies,
too. So I would get new brothers. I'd get new big brothers.
Yes. You guys are awesome. You guys are so cool. Please don't leave my sister, dude.
You're my best friend now. But yeah, it was good. It was fun. We were supposed to go... I was going to take... baby girl to the so ridiculous. My dad walked in and she was sitting on the couch. He just walked in and he was like, baby girl. it was really funny. Yeah. But
did your dad listen to the cast?
No, but he knows
the spiel
that Katie does. Okay, so she, everybody was I was getting made fun of for that as well, which I was like, that's the fucking joke.
Oh, it's so funny. Oh, they thought you were being like...
I know it's corny to call her baby girl.
What's up, baby girl?
Yeah.
Oh,
they were like,
God.
Does he actually call you that? What a fucking loser. I was like, I'm not a loser, Mom. But we were supposed to go to the dirt track on Friday at Williams Grove.
Nice.
The Speedway by my house.
With the fucking... what's that? It's not... what's that called? Just
sprint cars, I think?
Yeah, yeah.
I think.
Nice.
The ones with like the little tiny ones with the roof.
Go-karts.
Yeah.
White trash Formula One, yeah.
Yeah, but yeah, it is. The night before we were supposed to go, a dude died. He fucking took his white trash go-kart into the wall, and they shut down the race for the weekend.
What?
Yeah, which would have been sick to have brought her to our first race.
Witness
and watch a guy
death?
Fucking die. And just me be like, yeah, welcome to where I live.
Holy
it's,
fuck,
it's life
dude.
And death out here every day.
It's life and death
fucking
on the dirt track.
Some dude,
dude
named Bud drove into the wall and died.
He died?
Yeah.
The memorial service for that has to be absolutely hilarious.
It has to be the littest shit in the world, dude. Just dudes love it. They would love America.
I mean,
somehow America would get involved.
I mean, if you want to get memorialized and airbrushed, dude, drive a go-kart into a wall in front of 400 people, dude. You fucking, you go down in history, dude.
Damn, people would be chugging Budweiser pounders
Can
to
you. Can
you
get me some gear?
Yeah, that's
his
what I was
gear?
The most excited
You're
about.
You're trying to get memorial gear?
Not his memorial gear. I was trying to get fucking sick gear.
Oh, sick dirt
just
track
like
gear.
Just like sprint cars with that guy's name would be hilarious now that he fucking died like an idiot.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
That sucks.
Yeah. It was, even that was
That
would
have been tight to see him die.
I know.
Though.
That's what I was saying. Dude, bringing a fucking girlfriend.
So
what
do you have to
death?
Explain to her? Like, yo, the guy died.
Yeah, I was like, we can't go.
Happens all the time.
Yeah.
My uncle died in a fucking go-kart. Dude.
Every Gillis has died in a go-kart. And we're too big. We sit in there like Donkey Kong. None of us fit in the sprint car.
You're like Bowser.
So then we went downtown Harrisburg, dude.
Ooh.
Friday night.
Anyone get
got
pepper spray?
Nuts. I think we got out of there. She might have got fucking. She was shit faced.
What?
She baby girl got fucking hammered.
That's so funny.
Yeah,
that's all you can do. If you're in a strange new world, dude, it's just kind of like, well, I'm gonna get hammered
fuck
and see
it.
How
I'm
this works
out.
Yeah.
See what happens.
It was nice. That's like a really viable strategy. Like when I go into things where I'm like, I'm kind of uncomfortable. I don't know anyone here. I'm like, I'm gonna be sober, just be normal here, and I'm just like. Oh, God. And I'm sitting there like, well, I don't know when to talk and when not to talk.
Being sober at a new group of people's party is...
I end up somehow by myself, like 5 feet from everyone, just kind of like...
Always.
And you're in a loud bar. Everyone's drinking. You're just like, how do you... how's work going? They're like, what? And you're like, nothing. I'll just chill here,
fuck
dude.
It.
Like,
Is the kitchen closed? Kitchen's closed, isn't it? All right.
I'll be on my phone, like,
water.
On my phone, like, 1, 2, 3, oh, it's been 2 minutes, get off your phone, I'll look around, I'm like, man, back on my phone, it's not weird. A lot of people are on their phone out in public, it's not a big deal.
Every single time I've gone to somebody else's outing sober, that's me.
Dude, Paul Walker fucking died in a go-kart.
Paul Walker took a go-kart to a tree, dude.
I wonder if Paul Walker and Bud right now clasping it up, like, yo, brother.
We fucking did it.
We lived our lives a quarter mile at a time in different ways.
I think Bud lived a fucking sick-ass life. I think that was his
He
name.
Was definitely fast
You ever been to those?
How old was he? I gotta know this.
I don't know. I gotta look it up.
What if he was like 46?
Then that's the sickest death possible. If you're above 40 and you die at a dirt track, congratulations.
I mean, honestly, dude, if I hit 46 and I was driving go-karts, nothing against it, I wouldn't give a fuck if I died or not. You know what I mean? Like, I'm saying that now in my Honda Civic. Just like every now and again, I'll be driving and someone will cut me off and it's just kind of like, yeah, I'll push us both into the river, dude. I'll fucking die right now. Like, I don't give a fuck.
You're willing to fucking die for it.
I'm willing to die for road rage, dude.
I love it.
Not even for road rage, just kind of like, yeah, dude, you want to fucking play games? Like, want to see who can play the worst games right now, dude?
I got road rage in front of baby girl a couple times. Yeah. Like, we were talking, and I was like, I'm a nice guy. Like, I'm not, like...
Yeah.
Like, everybody thinks I'm, like, homophobic or racist, like, because we were talking about comedy. And I was like, fucking faggot cunt. It's like, anyway.
Squirrel's brain. I just kind of walk around, I'm like... I gotta do stuff, I gotta remain busy, and I don't know why.
I was just in a Chinatown for...
How was that?
A brunch and dinner.
Where'd you have brunch at?
I had brunch at some neuter place.
In Chinatown?
Yeah, I forget what it's called. Dude. It was fucking good neuters.
You just fucking reminded me, man. I have to pause you, dude. I was moving yesterday, and we have an Asian landlord, and he was on the roof of the building across from us, across the street. Nicest dude in the world, dude. And he was like, we're like, hey, you know, Charlie, we're moving out. And he was from the roof. He goes, oh, do you need any help? Like, across the roof. And I was like, he's like, oh, do you need any help? Like, yelled at it from a roof all the way down across the street. I was just like, oh, dude, you're the best.
I would have gone home.
Oh, you're the best.
I'd be like, yeah, we're done. I'm done.
But I should have, like, I wanted to be like, yeah, we do actually, and just wait until he like
get down there.
Like, oh, you sure you need help?
I'll send my nephew. He'll help you very much.
He just screamed it.
You guys need help?
Do you guys need any help? He actually helped one of the old tenants move.
Really?
He helped this girl move. Yeah,
that's very honorable.
He's so honorable, dude. It was like. So what, you're in Chinatown?
Yeah, it's just
you're
a eating Chinatown. Neighbors? It's I haven't. Been racist against Asians in very long.
I don't.
It's been like a couple weeks since I've.
I go back and forth. I think
every single day I'm like,
I go back and forth if that's racist, dude.
Doing a Asian impression?
Yeah, why not? You can do a Southern accent and be like, blah, blah, blah. That's a funny voice.
Yeah.
Asian voice in the ears of America. Hilarious, dude.
Yeah, it is.
There's something about it that is funny. It's like
so funny.
They crack the code as, you know how like farts are funny?
Asian accents.
Asian accents in America are almost as funny as farts.
Asian accents is
if not almost funnier, dude.
Yeah, probably.
Like, if I heard that guy fart from the roof, I'd be like, oh. Yeah. But since you said hair up, I was like,
yes.
I was like, nice, dude. Second best.
Damn, think of an Asian farting. Must be the funniest thing in the world.
Oh. I've never heard an Asian fart.
I never saw a black person sneeze.
I definitely saw a black person
sneeze. I know you have, but I don't think they sneeze, dude. Asians don't fart. Black people don't sneeze.
Interesting, dude. I've heard, see, I sneeze loud as fuck that I've learned. But I've only
learned.
apparently people call me out. They're just like, dude, what the fuck's wrong with you?
Yeah.
I told you about that, too, when that one truck driver died. This one truck driver died. He used to drive a trash truck that everyone knew. We're all on a construction site. I was with like a bunch of my uncles, and the guy was super short, and the dude fucking iced himself.
Oh, really?
Yeah. So we're all sitting there.
Gun?
He hung himself, dude.
He hit the fucking hang.
And dude, we're all sitting there like, damn,
hung 10?
Hung himself. Real short. Yeah. Everyone used to call. Everyone used to like fuck with. I forget what they used to call him, but they used to, like, they're like a nickname they used to make fun of him for. And they're like, damn, dude. Everyone was all quiet, and then someone's just like, "What did he hang himself from, a fucking doorknob?" It was just like, killed him. And like, dude, this guy would pull up every day, and they would make fun of him. Every day they'd make fun of him, and then one day, like, "Where's you know who at?" And like, "Oh, dude, he fucking hung himself." And everyone's like, "Oh, what did he hang himself from, a fucking doorknob?" It was just like, Jesus Christ, dude.
Yeah.
My fucking dude, my grandfather on my mom's side, his it would have been his sister-in-law died. Like, he was, like, 70 at the time. His sister-in-law dies. We're all at the funeral. And, like, as soon, you know, you, like, throw flowers in?
Yeah.
He threw his flower in. He's like, all right, we're done. Let's go. It's over. It's like, Jesus fucking Christ, dude.
Yeah, fucking.
Yeah, man.
That's how people deal with it.
That's how you roll,
just
dude.
Don't give a fuck.
He's like, all right, we're done. That's it. No more. You're just like, holy fuck, dude.
Yeah, that's a good. That's what I. That's what I want my eulogy to be.
Yeah.
When you give my eulogy, I want it to just be like, all right. That's it.
All right, we're done. That's
he's
it.
Gone, he's out.
Dude, he literally, like, he was in, like, a fucking members-only windbreaker, fucking chucked a flower down. All right, that's it. We're done. Bro, so unnecessary.
Fuck.
No, that's not bad.
I was
bad.
Down in Chinatown. Yeah, we didn't even got neuters.
Oh, so you got some neuters.
I got some neuters. I feel good.
Good, good.
I was in there. Damn, Chinatown's fucking nuts.
It's crazy, dude.
It is full fucking China. dude. Yeah. Fucking Chinese down there.
I wonder how that started. They just built one fucked up looking building and people were like, all right, no one said anything.
Let's the fucking chinks live there, huh?
Well, they built these fucking like huge Shanghai houses. The first one must have infuriated everyone. They were like,
I'm pissed now. I go down there, I'm like, what are you guys doing here? Get these ducks out of that window.
You know what? Yeah, true. Also, I'm always like, how can there be so many fucking restaurants down here?
All restaurants. Well, because
you go in, there's like one person eating ever.
Fat white idiots like me are down there sucking down neuters.
I hate China. I hate the food at Chinatown. Sucks. Chinese food's a very dishonest cuisine.
I don't even want to think about it.
They invented a fucking chemical to put in their food to make it delicious, dude.
It is.
They made MSG.
Good for them.
It's a dishonest food, dude. There's nothing to it. It's shitty meat, a chemical they made up to fuck your body up, and neuters.
The neuters are fucking
the cheapest
great.
Thing in the world.
We got
chemical.
Sick.
Worst meat you can find.
We got in there and we sat down. And baby girl was like, I'm so excited for neuters. And I was like, yo, chill. She was like, oh my God, I'm so sorry.
She said neuters?
Yeah. And there's a fucking, yeah. And it's full fucking Chinese in there. It's like, and it's such
wasn't
a weird.
That, isn't that kind of like nice though? Isn't that being, like, when people go into like a Mexican restaurant, like, I'll have two tacos. Like, I'll have a bowl of spicy neuters.
But we had, and the translation between you and the waiter.
Yeah.
It's just such a fucking hassle. It's like, can you, I'm pointing at it. Like, this is the fucking neuter.
Well, that's why they put number for like 57.
Yeah, this one, even with the fucking shit. I was pointing, I was like, that sauce. Yeah. That. And she's like, yes. She's like, yeah, that one. She's like, yeah. She's like, a medium or a spicy?
Yeah.
She's like, medium. She's like, spicy. Like, no, medium. No medium. Spicy. Yeah, it was.
Yeah, dude, good. It's. I'm telling you, man. I used to eat dim sum and shit, and like one day it hit me. I'm like, what the fuck am I eating, dude? This sucks.
Yeah.
This sucks. I'm paying $60. I'm eating nothing.
There was a Chinese place across from the car dealership I worked at where I'd frequent, and then I saw this fucking video on Facebook of Chinese people putting rats into the food, and it just fucked me up.
Did you ever get into the bleaching, the meat?
No,
it starts going bad. You bleach the meat and rinse it off, and it kills the bacteria on the outside of the meat.
Disgusting.
It's foul, dude.